It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It's the rainy season in Indonesia, but rarely does it bring deadly floods to the capital of Jakarta, much of which is now underwater after several days of torrential rains. At least 36 people have been killed and hundreds of thousands forced from their homes. We go now to Peter Cameron in Jakarta. He's the deputy head of Red Cross Red Crescent Societies for Indonesia. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What have you been seeing over the last few days?
Well, we've seen about 60% of Jakarta inundated, and of course, they're hitting the most vulnerable areas of Jakarta in terms of socioeconomic group, and many, many people displaced, as you said, hundreds of thousands of people now out of their homes. It's quite a severe impact.
We have been seeing reports of people walking in, you know, neck-deep water and trying to get out basically before they drown. What kind of human toll has this taken?
Well, so far, there's about 36 deaths, 36 people have died, mainly through incidents such as electrocution with live wire and water, not a good mix. And a number of people have drowned and being swept away by the volume of water. But really, in proportion to the amount of people that have been affected, it's horrendous enough, but it's not. It's in perspective, I think.
The Indonesian Health Ministry estimated about 35 million people had at one point been forced from their homes. Is the government managing this crisis?
The government is certainly, it's stretched. Obviously, local resources are very much under pressure, particularly the health system. The Indonesian Red Cross have responded with 5 medical action teams to assist the Ministry of Health in the dispensing of medicines and health care.
About the threat of disease, what sorts of disease might be problematic during this flooding? Malaria?
Malaria, dengue fever, which was already quite severe prior to the floods. There's also a lot of skin diseases because the water obviously is not clean.
Is there any concern about bird flu?
Yes, there is obviously a concern about bird flu. It was a major campaign going on here before the flooding to eradicate birds in order to address that. Without being too flippant, I would suggest that that's really a lesser consideration at this stage.
Well, just finally, rain is being predicted for several more days, I guess light rain. What's ahead?
Well, there's going to be a rather large high tide tomorrow, as predicted, so that's going to affect the ponding effect of the areas that are currently flooded. And there's been still rain, quite a lot of rain up in the back of Jakarta in a place called Bogor. So the water's still coming down those rivers at a fairly good rate. So I think there's going to be a lengthy process before things are cleaned up.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Peter Cameron is the Deputy Director of the Red Cross Red Crescent Societies for Indonesia. He spoke to us from Jakarta.